Welcome to a special audio report by our continuing medical education group, Research to Practice. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Recently, our group in Miami had the honor of presenting at the Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium in Orlando in January of 2007, a paper that was actually chosen as a plenary presentation at the meeting, and it was also presented at ASCO as a poster discussion. So after many years of interviewing people who had presented findings at meetings, I found myself in the unusual position of wanting to interview myself since we had presented something that, you know, at least had gained a fair amount of attention. So what we decided to do was instead just to kind of have me chat a little bit just directly to you rather than being interviewed about this really interesting project. And then after I sort of provide a little bit of background to you about what we did with this project, the program focuses on an interview I did with NSABP chair Dr. Norman Walmart to get his take on this interesting survey that we conducted of 150 people who'd receive adjuvant chemotherapy for colorectal cancer over the last 5 years. As always, when we try experiments and continuing education, we're really interested in your feedback. So let us know whether this sort of rambling beginning makes sense and whether it's helpful to you, particularly in leading into the interview with Dr. Walmart. This has really been a fascinating project that's been rolling out over the last few years, and it just keeps getting more and more interesting. We've really been looking at the whole issue of adjuvant systemic therapy for cancer of the colon and rectum, and particularly trying to get input from patients about what they've experienced, what their thoughts are, and see if we can come up with something to supplement the education they're receiving in the oncology office, as well as other sources, not the least of which is the internet. Adjuvant therapy obviously is a critical part of the practice of medical oncology, and actually based on our patterns of care studies, we think that adjuvant therapy of cancer of the colon, rectum, lung, and breast makes up about a third of office visits for medical oncology. So this is a very common clinical situation that physicians are chatting with patients about every day. And as every oncologist knows, this is not an easy thing to explain. The benefits of adjuvant therapy are kind of subtle to understand. As we all know, there's an improvement in the risk of relapse and survival that occurs with adjuvant therapy in all three of these tumors. But of course, it's not a black and white situation. And as a result, a lot of people receive therapy even though they're destined to relapse anyhow, or they don't need it in the first place because they're not going to relapse. So the whole issue of risks and benefits is very tricky with adjuvant therapy, you know, particularly because of the fact that the treatments that we use do have potentially significant side effects and complications. One of the things that spurred this current project in cancer of the colon and rectum was our patterns of care work, which showed kind of an interesting dichotomy between how oncologists in practice approach patients who have cancer of the colon and rectum as opposed to breast cancer. And what we've seen consistently for years is that if you look at the lower end of the spectrum, for example, node negative disease, both in colon and rectal cancer, you see that at the same risk of recurrence, an oncologist is much more likely to treat a woman with breast cancer than they would be to treat a patient with cancer of the colon or rectum. So if you present a case of a patient, for example, who's at a 10% risk of relapse or 20% risk of relapse, a patient with breast cancer is much more likely to receive systemic therapy. Now, we know part of the reason for that is clearly the clinical research data that's available addressing breast cancer in the node-negative situation is much greater than in colorectal cancer, and there's a lot more controversy about this in cancer of the colon and rectum. But we were also interested by the fact that if you look back over the last 20 years, one of the things that's shaped the culture of how we approach breast cancer has been a series of surveys that have been done of patients in terms of what their perspectives are. And I think the most well-known one was done in Australia in the 1980s, and it was considered so important that it was represented again at the 2000 NIH Consensus Conference on Early Breast Cancer. And basically what they did was ask 104 women who'd had CMF chemotherapy for breast cancer, how much of a benefit would you require in order to go through this therapy again? And out of that came the so-called 1% figure, a very famous figure that everybody in oncology is familiar with, specifically that a substantial number of these women said that they would be retreated with chemotherapy for as little as a 1% improvement in survival over a 5-year period. And we think that these kinds of surveys had a significant impact on oncologists making recommendations to patients with breast cancer because they were much more sensitized to the fact that people who have cancer maybe are a lot more interested in trying to reduce their risk of recurrence than we think they are and are willing to go through a lot more for very modest benefits.